Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And we are back together. It is DiPietro. It is Rothenberg. It is you on this Monday, July the 5th, 2022. I had a vacation. I heard someone had a nice long weekend. We're back. And good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing? You look great.
Thank you. Was all over the Northeast with youth sports. I did a Middletown to Flemington, New Jersey, to Lake George for a quick stop for a night because it was too far to go to Lake Placid. And then next morning, Lake Placid. Lake Placid for three nights, back to Westchester, some time off, some good eating, some fun times with family, a lot of sun, too much sun. And here I am.
Well, it's good to have you back. You look great. You sound refreshed.
I am refreshed.
To say the very least.
I'm refreshed.
Expecting big things from you today, big things.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath with that. I mean, I don't know that I'll be that good. Well, you know what? It's like... I mean, I've been off for 10 days, so my thought was I'll slowly ease my way back in, and you'll pretty much carry the show just today.
Yeah, listen, I mean, whatever you need, I'm here for you. You had a long week off, so I'm here. I was holding on the fort yesterday, me and Gordon, so we're back.
What did
nice
you
little
did
Tuesday.
The show yesterday? You didn't do the show yesterday?
No, I didn't do the show yesterday. I was saying last week. No one did shows yesterday.
Well, our show was on yesterday. I think Anita did our show yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm saying no, the regular host didn't do the show. So we're back together.
We are
finally reunited. It feels good. Let's go.
And the guys are here. RJ's here. Raymond's here. A lot of sports to get into. A lot of stuff has happened. How nervous are you? All right. Firstly, I just want to ask you a quick question. Then I want to make a statement on baseball. We'll get into baseball, the NBA, all of it. By the way, 10 Sundays away from the start of the NFL. Like the real start. Why is that funny?
Because that's really all you care about.
That's not true.
No, that's true. What I mean, that is your number one, and it's not even a close second.
That's true. It is my number one, but it's not all I care about.
No, yeah, that's it. But this is like, it's like blatantly having a favorite child. And even the other children know that this is the favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. I love football. I saw somebody tweet about it this weekend. Like, this is only 10 more Sundays, and then they had the full schedule attached, and in 10 Sundays, this is what you get. I was like, oh, my God.
This is like Steve Cohen growing up, where I guess, I mean, you read the stories, like his parents would only feed him steak, and the other kids would get, like, hot dogs.
Really?
Because they knew he was the chosen, like, he was the chosen child.
So they knew he would turn out to be a big deal, and the other kids, what do? They're, like, doesn't one of them, like, handle his baseball card collection or something?
Maybe at this point. I mean, whatever. I mean, you got that much money. Yeah. You can break the family members off a little bit.
Wow.
But yeah, he was the selected one.
He was the chosen one.
Oh, yeah. You get the steak. The rest of you have some hot dogs.
All right. So let me ask you a question. Just quickly answer it, and then we'll get all over the place here. How nervous have you been about the Mets? It got down to 2.5. Now it's back to 3.5 as we wake up this morning.
Yeah, 3.5. I actually went Sunday to the... to the game, and I got some good news. I got some really good news. I don't want to share it yet, but this could be groundbreaking kind of news.
Big news, jazz hands. Is this big Mets news? Is this big show related news? What is this? I know what it is. I know what it is.
If you know what it is, without even me giving you a hint, then this is. I mean, clearly,
Can I take a stab at this thing? A shot in the dark.
Yeah, you take a shot.
All right. Milo has decided no longer is he a fan of the Yankees. He needs to root for the New York Metropolitans.
Brand new fancy Jacob DeGrom jersey.
Yep.
Was enough to seal the deal.
Nice. See, oh, by the way, how wowed are you? I mean, we haven't been together for 10 days. You told me hide nor hair of this news. You say you have big news later in the show. Boom, I guess it.
Nailed it.
Yep.
I'll tell you what else. I'll tell you what else got him. The Edwin Diaz trumpets.
Yes.
Oh, kid loves the trumpets.
How could you not love the trumpets?
Everyone loves the trumpets.
Yeah, who doesn't love the trumpets? That's right. So we're back. So you feel okay? Or are you nervous? How you feeling overall?
No,
right
I feel
now?
Okay. Now, listen, I feel okay. I got Scherzer coming back
tonight.
Tonight, and then I got apparently, you know, stress fractures don't really affect Jacob DeGrom too much because as soon as he's healed up, he's back, baby.
He is not. I love. You can't throw 100. He's not. That's how he pitches. That's what he does. That's who he is. Now, Buster got me very angry and very upset when I was on vacation. Did you see that tweet that he put out?
Yeah, I saw his tweet. Then I saw your tweet.
Yes. I couldn't believe it. Well, he said, there's an expectation that if DeGrom opts out, which hopefully he does because he comes back and pitches well, that the Braves will scoop him up in the offseason. Numerous busters doing different things.
Steve Cohen could never let that happen. Never.
How awful would that be?
Oh, it'd be the worst. The worst. Yeah, we're not going to. Let's not even think about that right now. Let's just focus on the fact he's back. First two pitches, 100. Third pitch, 101. Struck out 5. It's good.
Struck out everybody he retired, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, that.
And then he had the one guy 0-2 when he hit him.
Oh, poor guy.
I know. But did you see the spectacle, though? Did you see every one of his teammates behind him watching him warm up, like in awe of him?
Of course.
Like, we just want to watch this guy throw.
I mean, he's the best pitcher of this generation. Of course they want to watch him throw. Can you imagine that? Like, who are we going up against today, coach? DeGrom. Wait, what? I thought we were playing, you know, I thought we were playing the Land Sharks. No, you're going up against DeGrom.
Oh, coach, God. I think I got something. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's going to be a hernia.
I think it's a hernia, coach.
I think it's an oblique. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel great today.
It doesn't feel right. So here's what, this is just amazing to me. The Yankees not playing on July 4th is one of the great injustices I've seen in baseball in a long time. What a horrendous decision by Major League Baseball.
Well, not only that, though, and you had no one in New York. I mean, Yankees off and you had no one in New York playing.
In New York, correct. And you had no day games either for the Mets or the Yankees.
Yeah, it was...
What are they doing?
I have no idea. I mean, the Yankees needed the day, but still. I mean, it just feels like July 4th would be the day.
But every other sports league, right? Christmas Day, the NBA, and the NFL this year, or you know, New Year's Day. It's like, we don't care. We're going to make those spectacles because those are holidays and people have off and they can watch the sports. Not Major League Baseball. Not Major League Baseball. We're going to sit back and... Maybe we'll put a couple of random day games and nothing's going to be nationally televised and Mets play at night against the Reds and Yankees. You can have the day off.
You take the day. That's fine.
Take the day.
The best team in baseball, you get the day. You don't
first
get to wear your fancy new hats.
First day off. Let's see if you know this. First scheduled day off for the Yankees on July 4th since?
Oh, I saw this. I don't remember off the top of my head. I know I saw it.
RJ? Good morning, RJ. How are you?
Wow, welcome back, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
You've been gone so long, you're taking our rental space.
Although I was in the car for a few minutes on Friday, and I'm listening to the Big K Beach Bash, and I hear, and coming up next, RJ Santillo. And I was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, things
happened. How did you venture out there?
They throw some footballs, probably.
A lot of footballs. It was quite the football throwing setup out there. But no, Ange and I took a little trip out there. Traffic wasn't too bad, so we decided to make the trip. And, yeah, for some reason, they wanted to talk to me, brought me up on the stage. Yeah, you don't know what I know. That's right.
It was a good time, though, wasn't
they,
it?
They were struggling for content is really what it comes down to. Yeah, by the way, did you see the animal LaGreca? Did you see the video of this yet? Well, no, he sang. He played the bass. It was actually really good.
Yeah.
No, he had to pay off his football bet. So he had to get hit with tennis balls?
I didn't see it on TV. I saw it on Twitter. Somebody's throwing baseballs at him.
No, they threw tennis balls at him.
Was it said that I was going to get balls thrown at me and I was going to have my shirt off?
So the guy, Don is like, he gets hit with one, but it wasn't hard enough apparently. So by the end of it, this guy is taking a full run and
throwing it from like a foot away.
A foot into his back.
But why would anybody welcome that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's very strange. So, RJ, back to the original question. What was the question? Oh, yeah, now
scheduled day off.
Yeah, July 4th, scheduled day off, because you had the strike in 1981. You've had rainouts, but scheduled day off for the Yankees July 4th. First time since when?
1921.
Raymond? Good morning, Raymond.
Oh, my God, way back. Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. We had such a nice catch-up this morning. I felt really close to you.
It was very nice to talk to you.
All right. So when? Yankees first game since when?
I have no idea what Rick said, so I'll just say 1980.
1980. I don't know why that smelled such laughter.
Like we're playing the Price is Right. I don't know what Rick said, but 1980.
1915. Are we punting? 1915, and Major League Baseball decides yesterday, you know what? It would be great to give the Yankees the day. Brilliant.
Hey, give them off. That's fine.
Brilliant. That's brilliant stuff. So Yankees back at it. I mean, today is going to be phenomenal, huh? Yankees Pirates today?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's who.
No, yeah, that's a must watch. Can't All the Yankees do is win anyway.
Well, last time out on Sunday, they didn't win. They had two straight days of not winning. One day they didn't play, and one day they lost.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, no Judge, no LeMahieu. They got one hit, but I mean, there isn't much to be concerned about.
All they do
is there really?
I think there's nothing to be concerned
except
about.
Except the Astros, maybe.
If I said this, can you yell at me? All right, best team in baseball, Astros.
Cool.
It's not you're an idiot comment, though.
No. I mean, you just saw what the Astros did to the Yankees and the Mets.
Well, they cleaned up on the Mets, and they won 3 of 5 against the Yankees, and realistically probably should have won all 5 games against the Yankees.
Yeah, that's a really good team. Pitching's been good. I mean, Yordan Alvarez is a stud.
He's a star.
You know, I'll tell you what, though.
Never, ever slows down.
Here's the thing, though, that I don't understand with this whole Judge situation is, at least with Houston, They feel okay walking away from Correa because now you have Pena playing shortstop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like they have the answer. The Yankees don't have it. There's no one the Yankees are going to bring up. Like, there's no, you know what, it's just too expensive. We couldn't afford him. You know, good for him. He made his money. But we got this guy. There's no this guy. You don't have any guys. Judge is your guy.
There's no one waiting in the wings. And we've seen Floreal play, and he's clearly not the answer. And I don't think Dominguez is on the verge. And you don't know that anybody will ever play like that. What Judge is doing is different level right now.
Well, it's different level, but at least, I mean, the Astros, I mean, that's like, you still got Bregman, you got Altuve, you have Peña looks like, I mean, he's going to be a stud at short. You got Alvarez, you got Verlander, like they have guys. They have their guys. The Yankees don't really, I mean, they don't really have many of those guys.
No, there's no one waiting in the wings. And there's no one on this team. Like, right now, how about this? As an everyday player, if Judge were to up and leave, and we don't know what he's going to do, who would now be the everyday face of the Yankees?
I mean, Glaber, maybe? I mean, who is it? I mean, look at your team right now. I mean, there really is nobody. I mean,
Stanton?
Up until last year,
no one even wanted him on the team.
No, I mean, because then, again, you don't like your outfield outside of Stanton. You don't really, in Judge, you don't really like your outfield.
Gallo's lousy. Hicks is not much better.
Hicks stinks. That's the one thing they need to do. They have to add to the outfield.
Okay, but do you sit here realistically, knowing as active as Cashman typically is at the deadline, that you're going to have watch Gallo and or Hicks take meaningful at-bats in October?
No.
Okay.
Gallo's already on his way out. Why be concerned about that? Well, I'm not concerned about it at all.
Well, I know you wouldn't
I just told
you're,
you.
You're,
I mean,
not, you're not a Yankees fan, but just saying, like, is there anything you worry about? Anything?
I think the pitching wearing down. I think that could be a concern.
So I saw a stat, which is amazing. Yankees have played 80 games, I believe, so far.
Yes, right? and their rotation has gone, 76 of the 80?
Why don't I even look this stuff up and bring it to the table?
Well, because this is what you have me here for.
But I mean, why do I do this?
I fill in the gaps.
I have all the spicy nuggets, and I bring them to the table. I go, oh, yeah, no, I saw that. 76 of 80 starts, those five guys.
You keep me on my toes. I can't have you gone for 10 days, and then you come in, and I let you down. I got to be ready.
But I've never said you let me down.
I got multiple computers.
You have a second computer you've added
to the mix? Oh, I got an iPad computer. I got notepads.
Really?
Got a new pen.
A new pen?
Yes.
Tell me about the pen.
It's a nice pen because, you know, I have issues as a lefty with the pens. Lefty with the pens is tough because my hand drags across it, so I got to make sure it dries nice.
So you need a real legitimate pen.
Yeah, I use this nice, what is this thing? It's the little flare action. See this?
Hang on.
It's like a little marker tip almost, kind of. This is a nice pen. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that is a beauty. You ever get confused?
All the time.
I don't know what that's from. That's funny.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
The Salvation Army Thrift Store. We're not for profit. We're for appreciating the classics. For ever-growing amateur collections. For finding the sounds that speak to your soul. We're for making a difference right here in your community. At the Salvation Army Thrift Store, we're not for profit. We're for good. Shop today at the Salvation Army Thrift Store near you.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't even tell you this. So, last Saturday the 20th, I don't know why we play that music for this. It's not like in 1977, but regardless, last Saturday, so the 25th maybe?
Okay.
Alex has a lacrosse tournament starting in Middletown, New York, which is a good hour plus north for me. At 8 o'clock in the morning is his first game.
Okay, so 8 o'clock, yep.
I wake up 6:15. They're already gone because you got to be there at like 7. So they're already gone. I wake up 6:15, drive up there for the tournament, right? The entire tournament, which goes till 4 o'clock. Ends, Ben has a baseball game in Flemington, New Jersey. You'd love this place, called Diamond Nation, at 8:30 at night. So I have to drive from Middletown, New York to Flemington, New Jersey at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, get there like 6. Game starts 8:30. Fine. We sleep in a hotel. Two games the next day. 12:30, 4:30. The 4:30 game ends at 6:30. The next morning at 11, Alex has a lacrosse game, Lake Placid. Ooh. We get into the car in South Jersey and drive to Lake George, right off the thruway. Sleep, wake up first thing the next morning, finish the drive to Lake Placid. Stay there for 3 nights. How's that for parenting?
Well, that's a busy weekend, buddy.
How's that for parenting?
Yeah, but that's great, though. I mean, getting your kids, I mean, I know the travel stinks, but getting to watch your kids play.
Oh, no, it's phenomenal, and I love it. But, I mean, that's a lot to do.
This baseball complex sounds terrific.
Oh, you know baseball heaven I tell you about on Long Island all the time? This is better.
Sounds nice.
Better.
The name.
You know,
the loan.
Did I just tell you? I don't know if I just mentioned this. So remember Jack Cust?
Yes.
So he it's his facility.
And it's not. It sounds gorgeous.
Oh, it's called Diamond Nation. It's like nine fields, beautiful. They have a radar gun, so you see how fast the pitches are on the scoreboard.
Come on.
Yeah, it's real. And all the kids are going, I throw 88. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, you don't throw anywhere near 88, pal. Yeah, no, it doesn't work out. So, all right, so let's get into the baseball, then we'll get into the basketball a little bit. So, I mean, June 1, you wake up with the Mets and they're 10.5 games up. Now you wake up this morning and it's 3.5 games up, but you still have a sense of confidence. See, here's the reason I do as well. It's not like the Mets have been bad.
No.
You know, they were not certainly great against the Astros. That's a terrific team. But the Mets they've been winning their games, right? They're 50-30 right now. They're still playing well. It's just the fact the Braves are on a heater at the moment.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, dealing with what they've dealt with, right, is, you know, they had a month of June where they were 13-12. And the Braves were 21-6. So, I mean, if that's the floor for the Mets, 13-12, I mean, at some point the Braves will cool down. And now I'm getting Scherzer back and DeGrom back.
Correct.
Listen, here's how I feel about this. And I was trying to explain this to Gordon because all he wanted to do was just troll me the entire time.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's all he wanted to do.
Why? Why was
and
there
of course
so much trolling?
The Mets, God forbid the Mets win a game, so I can. Come in with some ammunition. No, because he's just, that's who he is. Because he thinks you're a Yankee hater, and I get on board
well,
with
I
that.
Am a Yankee
I'm a
hater.
Yankee hater. That's just what he says.
I well, like here, violence that thing. I have no possibility of being involved in.
I'm a Yankee hater, but I think I'm honest with my assessment of the Yankees.
I think you're fair.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to be. Yeah, I don't have to love everybody.
I try to explain this to him. This is what I try to explain to him. But I said to him, I said a lot of, because he kept asking me the same question. Are you panicked yet? Like, what's your level? And again, this is, he doesn't watch the Mets, so he's like, oh, tell me what happened with the Mets. So I got to explain him what
Wait a minute. Knowing you the way I know you, you're doing a show with someone he's not watching the Mets?
He's not watching the Mets. He's only concerned with the Yankees. Explain to me what happened. Now, you know, here's the scale of you're panicked, you're not panicked, somewhere in between, and I got to answer the questions. So I said to him, I said, well, the way I think, I know I feel this way, and I think Dave feels this way, and a lot of the Mets fans that I'm friends with feel, is that we're not necessarily panicked because we feel like once we get towards, now, depending on how long you want to wait, right, as to when you make a move, but how I feel about the Mets is predicated on, you know, whether I get the DeGrom back, I think that's right. First and foremost, because that'll dictate what my expectations for the team are. And also, the things that are bothering me now are going to get fixed. So there's a comfort level in that. Like, so I don't want to get panicked because I know, like, the bullpen's going to get fixed. If we had to add, you know, if we have to add another bat, we're going to do that. Like, those things are going to get fixed. It's just, how long are we going to wait? Are we going to wait till August 2nd? Will we make a move before that? I mean, maybe Dom Smith hitting now actually gives you some, now you can relax a little bit and give him some at-bats and see if he can kind of carry the torch there a little bit.
I agree with you 100%, and that's why it feels differently, because last year they were terrific, and then they were awful, and DeGrom was all worldly in the first half of the season, and then, of course, he got hurt and it all fell apart. But you look at this team and what they have and what you expect to add, and I think you're right. I think you hit the nail on the head, because you know that Steve Cohen – listen, they had Robinson Cano and said, thanks for all your service, goodbye, and ate $40 million. So when there's a guy available – that a team says, we like this guy, but we don't want to continue to pick up his salary, Uncle Steve swoops in and says, we'll take him. We'll take that guy. So I agree with you. And August 2nd is the day you have circled on your calendar, and you're not far off from that. So, yeah, you're about 4 weeks from really seeing what this team is going to look like for the stretch run and into the postseason. And health-wise, by early August, you should have an answer on that as well.
And I'll tell you what, too. And as much as I want to win the division, and I still feel like we're going to win the division, is – and the reason why I said DeGrom, and I think you feel the same way, because if I have DeGrom back and he's DeGrom, and Scherzer's back and he's Scherzer, and now we have, you know, Taiwan Walker's pitched really well, and we got
very
Bassett
well.
And Walker, like, I don't care if you won the division or not. Like, you give me the top of my rotation healthy, I like my chances against anybody.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but of course, would I rather have a bye?
Well, of course.
Or have to play a five-game series? I'd much prefer a bye. And I don't know why I feel like this, and I don't know if you do as well. I feel like there's something to winning this division. Like, go out there, you're looking, it's mano a mano against the Braves, they're the World Series champions, go win the division.
No, listen, I agree with you, but I'm saying that I guess the reason why, when all of a sudden you look up and it's, you know, you're at 10.5, and now we're sitting here today and it's 3.5, is, and I know how good the Braves are. I think we both picked the Braves to win the NL East because we have that much respect for them. I'm not overly concerned because this is like the polar opposite of what happened last year. DeGrom was great, historically good. He all of a sudden starts dealing with a bunch of different injuries, and now you lose him for the whole second half of the season, and the wheels fell off. This is the polar opposite of it, is you got off to a great start. You've kind of, I don't want to say struggled, but you had a slow June, and now it's, okay, we're going to get we got Scherzer back tonight, and then we're going to get DeGrom back. So it's going to add that, you know what I mean? There's no one making any moves at the deadline that are going to be the equivalent of us getting Jacob DeGrom.
There's no team that can go do that. You're right. And it's not a 12-game lead, but you still have a 3.5-game lead. And yes, I think I saw Buster only tweet out the odds of going to the postseason. I think the Mets right now are like 97%. Not to win the division, to get into the postseason. So they're going to get in. I guess the question is, how do they get in? And you're right. If they wind up matching up with anybody in a 5-game set, and you told me right now I have a healthy DeGrom and a healthy Scherzer, and then I'm going to add some bullpen arms. Well, I tell you what, looking from the perspective of the other teams, I don't want any part of the Mets.
No, why would you? Why would you? Especially when DeGrom looked the way that he looked the other day. And I know, listen, I get it's a rehab start, but still, first three pitches, 100, third pitch, 101. I mean, come on.
You want to hear from DeGrom?
It gets me excited.
I knew it would, and that's why I want to. Let's hear. Here is Jacob DeGrom. Thoughts overall on his first rehab start?
Went well. You know, everything felt really good. You know, we've been working on some mechanical things that I saw were a little off in spring, and everything felt like it was in line tonight, and good step. You know, looking forward to getting back out there and helping the team win.
All right, good step, good news. One more. He was asked about his shoulder after the start.
How's your shoulder feel right now?
It feels 100%. So make sure moving forward that it feels good and, you know, continue from there.
Now, a couple things. Firstly, that is, just, you hear that and it's titillating, right? You're like, it feels 100%. That's wonderful. And secondly, there will not be a start, a pitch, anything that he's on the mound and throws that I do not hold my breath the rest of his time here with the Mets.
Yeah. It's like me awaiting that time of the month for my wife and we celebrate.
Yes.
Did it. We did it.
Because you never know.
Because you just, like, I don't trust myself because I just never know. Was there a little bit? I think. Okay, we're good. We're good. All right.
You know, there are preventable things you can do.
Yeah, I'm not interested. You know. I got a vasectomy in my near future.
Is that scheduled?
It hasn't been scheduled. It's not on the books yet, but it's getting there. It's getting
close.
Well,
you keep playing the game, and then when she winds up popping another baby out in 9 months, then we'll be celebrating.
Oh, listen, if you could guarantee me another girl, I would do it. She would kill me, but I would do it. But I can't guarantee that.
No, you know, there's things you can do to get that done, though.
Well, I know, but I would just try to do it au natural, and I can't guarantee it. I mean, this is Rocco's a maniac. I got him a Mets jersey. He won't take it off.
Isn't that good?
Well, yeah, that's all. Well, when you're trying to put him to bed and he has a breakdown on the floor and he won't let go of the jersey, he won't take it off.
Oh, God, I don't miss those days.
But it's great. I mean, he's...
At least Milo is now back.
Hooked. Yeah, Milo's back.
Milo's back. Three and a half game lead. Scherzer tonight.
He got the full treatment, though. He got the jersey... He got Shake Shack, like anything I could do.
Well, so you were like a car dealer.
Yes.
And he walked into the dealership. You're like, Mr. DiPietro, allow me to show you the brand new luxury sedan we have here.
Oh, yeah.
This was
anything you wanted. Oh, that's a bunch of pointing guys out. That's the, look, Milo, it's Alon, it's the polar bear. Oh, the polar bear. Anything.
How are you?
You
want to
go take a picture with Mr. Met?
Good seats?
I had great seats.
How did you procure these tickets?
A friend of mine.
Friend just hooked you up.
Hooked me up. Yeah, last minute was great.
That's very nice. See, guys, RJ Raymond, he does do things, just not with us.
Well, no, just that with teams I like. I'm not going to go out of my way to go to Rangers game.
Yeah, well, if the rest of the crew is going.
If he has to bribe his son to, you know, become a Mets fan, he's got to do what he's got to do.
Listen, I actually think it's fine. I have no issue with that at all. You do what you have to do.
This is Aaron Judge's fault. This is not my fault. It's my wife's fault to getting this started, to go to Yankees baseball camp. And then he liked Aaron Judge. What do you want me to tell you?
Aaron Judge turned you into Billy Mays. But wait, there's more.
You know what? He did. You have to throw everything out the window and you had to get it done. He got it done. I'm not going to beat him up for it. So good job by Rick.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori. Vuori.com/Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Great friend, our producer, RJ Santillo, he was at the K Beach Bash on Friday. Did you hear the shot he took at us, by the way?
Oh, this is what happens, though. This, I mean, that's his original show. He gets all comfortable. He probably had a hotel room for the night, so he probably had a couple Shirley Temples, and he gets all feisty.
RJ, why would you speak so negatively about us? Call us lazy.
I hope your dogs poop on your bed.
You called us lazy.
This is how we got the eye infection, RJ.
Listen, They asked where you were. You were off doing better things. I understand. But
a case off for 10 weeks, and you're calling us lazy.
I didn't say that. You said that.
How dare you?
But, you know, there's out there. Or we're out there throwing footballs, hanging out, having a good time.
you got swept up in the moment, didn't you?
Listen, I, especially you, you're coming off these recharge days. You're like a battery.
I don't have recharge. I'm taking vacation.
You're like a battery.
Mine are old school, normal vacation days. I don't get refresh days.
Good for you.
You're like a phone that's been plugged in overnight. You're ready to go.
I am ready to go, but what I don't appreciate is you get pulled in by another show, and then they ask you to take shots at us, and you have no problem doing it. That's my issue with you.
Well, I'm doing it here now, too, though. I feel like that makes it okay.
I'm keeping you employed.
It's not nice. I mean, I see another side to you.
Have you, though? I reached out to you during the break.
And I responded every time.
You did, but it left a rather sour taste before you left. Because I think it was Friday, you're signing off, and you know after the show we're talking, and I said, "All right, Dave, well I'll talk to you next week, or you know, so something comes up." And your immediate response, and this is how I can tell it was a true response. You go, "Well, why? Why would we be talking?" And I said, "Well, okay then. I guess I'll catch you in July then."
Well, I'm a big fan of yours. I just was wondering why we had to have conversation when I was off.
You're right. I kept it to a minimum.
But you still reached out.
Yes, no answers.
You still reached out. But forget, you see what you're doing is genius, and I think you've learned at the feet of one Rick DiPietro. You're changing the topic. The topic is not me not talking to you over the time that I'm on vacation. The topic is, why do you go on your former show and take shots at us for, of all things, being lazy, as you called it?
Yeah, are you lazy? No.
In that okay.
In that moment, could you have been there? I think you could have. You could have been there.
Desire to go.
Well, there you go.
I'd rather take hot needles to the eye than to have to deal with Friday afternoon traffic at the Jersey Shore.
Listen, you were at least Rick. You know, Rick was here last week, save one day. I thought you were mostly charged, and you could have been out there.
Well, don't hold your breath.
They had so many fun activities, though, Dave. You could have thrown footballs, which would have recharged your batteries a little bit.
It's true. What else was there to do?
RJ, what else was there?
What else was there to do? Said that I was going to get balls thrown at me and I was going to have my shirt off?
Yeah, you could have thrown
pegged
tennis ball. Tennis balls at Don. And the thing about that, Don has been advocating for that for years.
He wants it.
We would talk about challenges for the picks or what have you, and he would just say, loser gets tennis balls thrown at them. And he's been pushing, trying to push it across the finish line for years.
Well, so he finally got his wish.
Don can play bass? Who knew these things?
I'm convinced he was really playing the bass, though.
What do you mean he was just playing the bass?
I feel like he was just moving his fingers.
Well, it works for me.
I feel like they might have had him down.
There he got him on the butt.
The volume was down, and he was just kind of like just...
Well, whatever.
It was good.
He held the bass, and he moved his fingers on the bass.
Yes.
At a minimum. And you believe he sang.
He definitely sang. I heard him sing. All
right, so... Don's been dying to get pegged.
I would love to do this.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Are we going to make a football wager this year?
Yes.
Just you against me?
No.
You want to bring the other guys in, too?
Why are you so third? No, that didn't work out last year. Let's not.
No, I don't mean that show. And you know what? We have this brilliant idea. And then every Friday, it's like, all right, Dave, can you go on? Because Rick can't do it. Can you go on again? Like, I'm done.
That went well, I thought.
Oh, yeah, for you.
It was 5 minutes. They like you. They like talking about you. So
I like them, but I don't. Every Friday, it's like I'm not around. Well, you're going to have to figure out a way to get on the show for 5 minutes.
I was working. What do you want to tell you?
So I think that we should have a head-to-head battle on our show.
Four heads,
yes.
How many picks?
Three a week. You see his face, RJ, when I just said that?
He's got vacation in like 2 weeks. He's going to spend the whole time making flow charts, calling
right
people.
Right now. By the way, you know what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys don't understand my problem I have right now. It's because I'm not
problem?
Even, I can't even think about vacation because I got a free agency show coming up. Do you know the stress I'm under right now with the free agency
show?
He
probably has every free agent memorized.
But why? What? Like I'm sure PK Subban, they're like, PK, we're going to be doing the free agency show. He's like, all right, great. Let me know the free agents when I get there. And you're like sitting here pouring
PK's
over guys.
PK's a free
like,
agent. He can't be on the show. He's actually a free agent.
So he's not allowed.
He
on
can't
the,
talk
on
about his own
agency
free agency
show?
On the show.
I'm almost positive he won't be on the show talking about free agency.
So who's going to be on the show?
I think it's probably Weeksy. I mean, he's the one that breaks everything. He just broke the San Jose Shark news in front of a shark. So yeah, probably Weeksy, Bucci,
DP.
A lot of people. This is a big gift. This is a free
when is this
extravaganza?
When is this?
This is the 13th.
The 13th. So next week, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
So very effectively, you've tried to sway me away from my original point, but I'm very focused today.
Yes.
We're going to do a four-person mano-a-mano, a-mano-a-mano against each other. Loser has to pay off the loss. The other three are winners. We're on board?
I'll get back to you.
Oh, come on.
Let me refresh. I got to recharge.
It's fun.
I haven't been on vacation yet.
I don't understand why you need to have taken vacation to agree to making three football picks a week in September.
It's a lot of pressure to add to my plate of other things right now. I have a lot on this plate, a lot of free agency stuff on this plate. I'm leaning towards doing it. How's that?
Okay. RJ, you will agree to do this?
Yeah, I would do it.
And Raymond, you will agree to do this?
Yeah, but, I mean, our opinion doesn't matter. Rick's the one who has to agree to it. It's not going to work if he doesn't.
Maybe I host the segment. You three do it.
No. You can make three picks a week.
Can I?
Yeah, you can.
He has to do flow charts and his conspiracy board. He can't make this work.
He'll go into the deli and ask the person slicing his ham, like, excuse me, do you like the Packers plus two? I know how it
works. You never know. I mean, some of these people behind the deli counter are big time.
Oh, they have a lot of knowledge.
A lot of knowledge. Like, you never know.
A lot of knowledge. All right, let's get to some of the calls. By the way, guess what I played? What's today? Today's Tuesday. On Sunday of this week.
Paddleball. Pickleball.
No, pickleball.
That's what I meant. Pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball.
How were you? That game is, I'm dying to play it.
I'm not even exaggerating. Do you know it's like it's the biggest increase in people playing it of any sport right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it looks amazing.
It's
who
terrific.
Invented pickleball?
I think it's William Pickle.
It was not William Pickle. Yeah. We should play. I have a set and everything.
Speaking of pickleball slash tennis, I know you've been dialed in. Did you see the Kyrgios Tsitsipas match?
I don't believe it's pronounced like that.
It's not Tsitsipas?
No, it's Tsitsipas.
Whatever it is. But, I mean, can you imagine if he played Peniston?
Yeah, Peniston got bounced early in the tournament,
no, but
second
did,
round.
Did you see the
match? I've been watching all the tennis. Yes, those two did not like each other. Kyrgios, He's a very unlikable player.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it felt like if fighting was allowed, that there would have been a fight. I mean, and then he tried hitting with the ball how many times?
A ton. And then he took verbal shots at him. He's like, no one likes him anyway.
Yes. Well, this is what happens when did you see the serve?
Yeah, what the between the legs serve?
Between the legs. How disrespectful is that?
But here's the thing. If you're Sissipas, and pronounce Sissipas, you can't.
Sissipas.
No, that's not how it's said. You can't take exception because that's what he does.
No, I know. And that, he reacted
it's not
to
like
it.
It's not like he broke it out for you specifically. That's what he does. He is infuriating because he is as talented as anybody, and he's such a head case.
Oh, I mean, he's got so much talent, man. I mean, it's
but even
ridiculous.
Yesterday, he's playing Nakashima, and I don't want to get too deep into the woods of tennis, but he doesn't care. Like, he will, it almost feels like there's games he loses on purpose because he just doesn't want to be out on the court.
Correct.
It's awful. All right. I'd sit here and do tennis for 2 hours, but I don't
I've been watching a lot of tennis because of you.
It's great. And you love it, don't you?
Yeah, I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about with you.
Yeah, you're good. Unlike Gordon, who didn't. So let me just understand this.
No, let's not get into this.
You
please.
Said, let's Ask talk bets, and he's like, I didn't watch the game?
RJ, tell him because I'll get myself in trouble.
He didn't watch the Mets, RJ?
Listen, there was one instance he mentioned maybe he didn't peruse through the. There was a lot going on, and the Mets got cut from his channel rotation. I'm not saying anything he didn't say.
But was he aware of what happened?
He was.
Potentially.
But he was using Rick as his SportsCenter highlights. He just wanted to get filled in real quick.
So tell me what happened last night.
See, that seems like it's
very
not.
Business on the TikTok. Very busy on the TikTok. Very
TikTok's
busy.
A big deal to him. Absolutely is.
Which
all right, let's
dominated,
get to some of the calls.
Way.
What happened?
I dominated the TikTok segment.
You did that segment?
Oh, of course we did.
Okay, good. Very nice. what do we have today? We have CMT, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I have, in place of Stump Rothenberg tomorrow, believe I have something, a summer replacement show.
No, we're not doing a summer. I'm not doing a Thursday Open then. The Thursday Open needs to be refreshed then.
But see, I think this is just in retaliation to me taking away what I've given in Stump Rothenberg. But if I give you a replacement segment, now you have to come up with a replacement for the Open.
Yeah, you open.
No, it doesn't work like that. You have to come up with a replacement for the Open.
Well, no, I got to hear what this replacement is first, because the Stump Rothenberg is tough to replace.
In fairness to Rick, it's going to be tough for him to do the Open if I'm not here.
Oh, yeah.
Could be tough for him.
Yeah, we're going to have to take the week off.
Are you here on Thursday?
I'm not.
He's not. He's gone.
For God's sakes.
Can't do it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Dominican. See ya.
Hedonism.
Are you going the hedonism trip?
No, I'm going to the Dominican Republic. I mean, some
they can do whatever you want.
Some people could call it hedonism, but no, just the Dominican Republic.
And who's filling in for you?
I have no idea. Good luck.
And you don't care.
That's great. That's excellent.
So it could be RJ all by himself.
Will you go on Tinder down now when you're down on vacation?
I don't think they use Tinder down there.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Oh, I just found out who it is on Thursday.
Who is it?
Ty.
Oh, it's going to be too much.
You guys are in heaven. Please.
How about this? How about we have Ty open on Thursday? See if he can handle the Open.
Now, I like the idea, but I feel like it's so lazy by you.
I'm lazy by me. You have one segment. You do one segment all week.
Do you understand what I do on the show?
Getting asked questions.
I'm like the guy, like that the heavy guy who's putting the rope of the truck around his midsection and walking it down the airport runway. That's what I am on the show.
No, the only thing you have
one segment.
One segment.
You had a co-host last week who wasn't watching the games that you were discussing.
And I loved every second of it. It was relaxed.
You should pray at the altar that is Rothenberg.
I could have told him whatever he wanted. I could have told him just and anything happened.
You should have believed
me.
How great would that have been? And then Bajardo hit a two-run homer. And then Gwandor stole second and third and scored on a wild pitch.
Just do the rhyming game like you with the colleges?
That's right. And then Shamorkin, inside the park home run. I've tried like nine times.
Galore.
Can I get to a call, please?
You're the one standing in the way. I've been sitting here.
No, every time I want to get to a call, you're like, oh, by the way, did you hear this happen?
I'm trying to get you readjusted.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Let's go to Kenny in Jersey. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, look, I'm going to mess with y'all real quick, especially you, Dave.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Dave, Yeah, I'm going to mess with you. You know, this is what I do, Dave. I love the show, and I love messing with you. So I'm going to start with this. Back a few, maybe a month ago or so, you asked me, when would you be all in on the Mets?
All right.
Right? I said August. You remember that? And you,
vaguely,
I mean, you ripped into me saying August. Oh, Kenny, that's the blah, blah, blah. Now I just heard Rick say August would be a great time to start evaluating what we really got with the Mets.
No, how is that different from what I just said?
That's not what he meant
by August. You're gonna be full throttle going all the way because you're gonna have all the guys at the deadline and you should have Scherzer and DeGrom healthy. Rick is in now.
I've been in the whole time.
If you're not in now, you're missing out.
No, just thrust those hips. Get all the way fully in. Immerse yourself. Enjoy.
I've been in. I said it like week two of the season. This is different.
Well, sometimes when you're in, we don't know. We can't tell.
Oh, you could tell when I'm in.
Listen, I'm just telling you what I heard.
I'm breaking barriers.
I have a big one. Oh, yeah.
You really. I mean, you really.
I hugged hard bodies the other night.
All right. 1-800-919-3776.
Just get naked.
We're huge in Israel, and we welcome in one of my faves, Yov, in Israel. Good morning, Yov.
Good morning, Dave. I miss you so much. Rick, I got to be honest. I'm a little bit mad at you, man.
Uh-oh.
What did I do, Yov? Dave, you're all right, the king
all
is back.
Right.
What did I do?
So I tell you what you do.
What did I do?
No, I tell you what you do, all right? So Tuesday night, I go to late bed night, and I wake up at morning, and I ask myself, do I get up to hear the Aaron Gordon boy, Rick and Gordon? And I said to myself, yeah, Rick is on. I'm going to turn in and listen. And then I'm turning and listening, and why there? Rick is taking a day off, and now I have to listen for 3 hours to Dan LaGreca and Gordon. I was so disappointed at you, Rick. I mean, come on, taking a day off. At least let us know the day before. So we know.
Well, I think I told you on Thursday that I was taking that I was off on Friday, didn't I?
No. Even Gordon didn't know.
Gordon was playing a role. Gordon knew. It was him and Gordon.
No, it wasn't new. Nobody knew, Rick. You decided Tuesday night to take a day off, and nobody knew.
Nobody knew. Well, how excited are you now that we're both back, though, Yo? Now you
turn how happy are you this morning?
I mean, how happy are you?
Oh, I tell you the truth. I waited. From Sunday to this stage so I can talk to you guys and listen to you again. Getting back together, it's so great. So if you don't mind, I will make my next point now.
Please.
So if I'm Sean Marks, I would tell Kevin Durant, hey, listen, dude, you signed a four-year extension. I don't care what you think you are. I don't care where you think you're playing. You are only playing for the Brooklyn Nets. Otherwise, you don't play in your entire career. Lose on your career. Play at 37 after you're done with this extension. Let's see how many you are.
I understand that, and Yov.
I don't all the way
call.
Disagree with Yov.
Yeah, but do you want, because you know what will happen.
He will now become
miserable.
Okay,
that's fine. You want a miserable Kevin Durant to be here for another couple of years?
No, not a couple. I don't want a couple. I want one. Give me 1 year. The only way this thing doesn't look like a complete disaster and we're not a laughingstock is if we actually can try to maybe win a championship. And my best chances of winning that championship are if I have Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons.
So you walk into the room and say, guys, this is the trio we're riding with. Get used to it, and let's go to battle.
I'm done.
Yeah, listen, you'll get what you want, just not now.
Yeah, you grow up.
Let's give it a fair shot. Let's see what this looked like. I mean, let's see. You want to win a championship, right? And you know what's going to happen if we trade you to Phoenix or Miami, the conversation surrounding that. You thought it was bad when you decided to go to Golden State. So let's give it one more year. You can't afford to waste the year. Kyrie's still looking to get a long-term deal done.
Correct. So you're going to tell, like, guys, I'm sorry. You're going to play here. You're not going to play.
That's it.
Oof.
Well, that
doesn't sound like that's going to happen. They've already said we're going to agree to your request to trade.
Well, I understand that, but they're also looking for. I mean, you're going to have to get another team involved because they're looking for an all-star in return, and it's not going to be Devin Booker. It can't be because you got Ben Simmons. It can't be Bam Adebayo. I mean, and now Kevin, like, you left Golden State because you didn't like the conversation surrounding you going to Golden State, and you didn't get the payoff that you were looking for by winning the two championships and being a finals MVP twice. So you left to do your own thing and failed miserably, and now you're open to going back to Golden State?
Isn't that pathetic?
Well, it's not pathetic.
Come on.
Well, you know what it is? Maybe you want
to go back to the team that just won the championship?
Okay, yes. I understand what you're saying. But I would also tell you this. Maybe it's Kevin Durant realizing that all the things he thought he could do by himself, as far as be the leader, do all those things, that he's just not capable of doing it. Like, he thought he could do it, and the reality is now he can't. Look at the teams that he picked. Look at his two. I mean, look at the two teams at the top of his list. The number one seed in the East and the number one seed in the West.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know what? Of course. He wants to go to a team that's on the verge of winning a championship. Listen, I still can't believe Phoenix didn't win the championship, or at least get by Dallas and at least go up against Golden State. And Miami was right there. They won Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. This is because he signed the four-year extension. Like, you saw what happened with Rudy Gobert. You understand that Brooklyn can't tank because they don't control any of their picks, so they have to be competitive now. I mean, Kevin Durant wants to go to one of these teams as they're currently constituted, when the reality is Brooklyn's like, no. You can't, like, if you're going to Phoenix, you're not going to get Booker, but that's like that's the kind of player we're looking for in return.
Yeah, we want a superstar in return.
So, yeah, I mean, what is Brooklyn going to be? Like, you'll get picks and everything else, but whatever Brooklyn brings back is not going to be the equivalent of what they're losing.
It's not possible to get that in return.
Okay, so your best opportunity to win a championship is what you have now.
You're probably right, but think about this. With these guys supposedly wanting to be here, it couldn't have gone worse. Can you imagine if you're going to now force them to be here? What could potentially happen this coming season?
What are you doing?
But can they afford to waste? I mean, as far as Durant's legacy is concerned, and Kyrie looking to get what he wants, can they afford to just mail in a season?
Well, round and round we go. Round and round we go. Let's open up the phone lines, have the discussion. 1-800-919-3776.
Bobby, who are you? Why do I got to talk to you?
Kind of agrees with you here. Says that the Nets are in no rush to trade KD. So we'll hear from him. We'll hear from Woj. We'll get into the conversation. 1-800-919-3776. As we roll along on this, I know it's Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.